Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts, welcoming you to this, the fourth programme in my new series, The Golden Years, a 10-part series of which this week I'm devoting our brief time together entirely to a music style known as swing. So let's get underway with a personal invitation to do so from Peggy Lee.
Shall we swing a little bit? Do I love you? Do I? Doesn't one and one make two? Do I love you? Do I? Does July need a sky of blue? Would I miss you? Would I, if you ever should go away? If the sun should desert today, what would life be? Will I leave you? Never. Could the ocean leave the shore? Will I worship you forever? Hidden heaven forevermore. Do I love you? Do I? Oh, my dear, it's so easy to see. Don't you know that I do? Don't I show you I do? Just as you love me.
Peggy Lee, ably supported by George Shearing and the Quintet, providing a 2-minute, gently swinging start to our programme with Cole Porter's Do I Love You? And that live recording made in Miami in 1959 at a disc jockey's convention represented the first collaboration by these two great artists. However, the date might be a little misleading relevant to the world of swing, simply because the so-called swing era is formally listed as 1935 to 1946. The explanation is that when Peggy Lee and George Shearing were performing, it was enjoying a revival that was to last a decade between the 1950s and the 1960s, principally influenced and dominated by vocalists Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald, to name but two. I'm reminded of a line from a song composed and sung by Hoagy Carmichael with lyrics by Johnny Mercer, the old music master. It goes like this. Then around about 1935, you begin to hear swing, boogie-woogie and jive. Just about right, as this recording proves. Mm-hmm. Though that Cole Porter song first originated around 1936, the swinging version we've just heard, Artie Shaw on clarinet with his band, and Begin the Begin, was recorded in 1938. And with the benefit of today's technology, enjoying digital remastering and stereophonic sound. Swing was effectively created by the big bands of the period, notably names like Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Woody Herman, and of course, Artie Shaw, who we've just heard. And it was the rhythm section that ensured the swinging effect was not only generated, but also maintained throughout. A strong double bass and drums influenced how the music was both heard and received by its audience. In 1936, Louis Prima wrote a song that he entitled Sing, Sing, Sing. And within a year, it had been identified as perfect big band swing material. Today, its identity with the big band swing era is clearly established, and notably with Benny Goodman. In 1938, Goodman and his band performed at Carnegie Hall, a venue that was normally far more familiar with a different style of music. And when they launched into Sing, 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 the audience erupted. At the close, the band enjoyed prolonged applause. The actual recording of Sing, Sing, Sing at the time is over 8 minutes long, so I hope you will enjoy a shorter version provided by a group of a different sort and of much more recent times, but in my view, making a pretty good job of it. The Pasadena Roof Orchestra.
Everybody start to sing.
Ooh, wow.
Now you're singing with a swing.
And the music goes around. Everybody goes to town. But here's something you should know. Whoa, ho, baby, whoa, ho, ho.
Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing.
Ooh, wow.
Now you're singing with a swing. Swing, 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 swing. Listen to those trumpets swing. When the music goes around, everybody goes to town. But here's something you should know.
Sing, sing, boo-dee-ab-nada. Sing, sing, boo-dee-ab-nada. Sing, sing, boo-dee-ab-nada.
When the music goes around, everybody goes to town, rocking, rocking to and fro. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing, start singing.
Sing, 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 the Pasadena Roof Orchestra. Now, though I've already said that the swing era is formally recorded as existing between 1935 to 1946, and principally the domain of the big bands, there were vocalists now practicing this music style, notably those who sang with and had solo spots with the bands. Frank Sinatra with Tommy Dorsey is an obvious example. However, during that period, singing groups were particularly able to swing with ease, simply by benefiting from being able to use their voices instrumentally. And combine that with the backing of a swinging band too, then you really are swinging. Take the Andrews Sisters, for example, here in 1944 with a Harry Warren and Al Dubin song perfectly suited to just that, Lullaby of Broadway.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxi, the daffodils who entertain, and Angelo's and Maxie's when a Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning, Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night, milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Hey, come on along and you can listen to a baby cry the lullaby of old Broadway, the jump and jive and then swing a roo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to jam a tune, brip, brip, and everyone goes crazy. You rock by your baby soon, the atmosphere gets hazy. Hush, I buy you this and that, you hear a daddy saying, and baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Sleep time, baby.
The Andrews Sisters and Lullaby of Broadway. You're listening to The Golden Years with me, Mike Roberts, and in this, the fourth programme of my new 10-part series, I'm looking at the swing element that was so much a part of the music that emerged from the Great American Songbook. Now, if there is anything in any of the programmes on which you would like to comment, then I'd be more than delighted to hear from you. I'll be providing contact details before the programme closes. Back to Frank Sinatra, who I referred to before we heard from the Andrews Sisters. He was surely one artist who contributed more than anyone to the popularity of all things swinging. Not just in my view, but in the view of many, and his many top-selling albums of songs written during the Golden Years are proof. Titles such as Songs for Swinging Lovers, Swinging Affair, Swing Easy, and others say it all. Let's face it, he served his vocal apprenticeship in the 1930s big band era of swing's birth with Tommy Dorsey, and it so dominated his career that, as I say, no one was more influential than he in instigating its revival in the 1950s and the 1960s. So I've chosen next a piece from his 1956 album, Songs for Swinging Lovers, where each track benefits from those great Nelson Riddle arrangements. I began the programme with a gently swinging number by Peggy Lee, and that's how I describe Frank's treatment of this song, written by Isham Jones and Gus Kahn. Swinging Down the Lane.
Everybody's hand in hand, swinging down the lane. Everybody's feeling grand, swinging down the lane. That's the time I miss the bliss that we might have known. Nights like this, when I'm all alone, when the moon is on the rise, baby, I'm so blue, watching lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain, should be swinging down the lane with you. I'm so blue, watching lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain, should be swinging down the lane with you.
Frank Sinatra and the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, all swinging down the lane. And so I have to select my final recording in order to conclude this all-too-brief visit to the swing element of the music that influenced and in many examples defined that which we know as the Great American Songbook. The golden years would not, in my view, have been quite so golden without it. Two great personalities who were so influential in the development and promotion of the music of the golden years must surely be Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. Louis enjoyed his nickname Satchmo, derived from satchel mouth. It was as many simply and affectionately referred to him. In his early career, he was essentially a jazz trumpeter, graduating to composer and singer. His career spanned 5 decades, from the 1920s to the 1960s, during which he was universally regarded as one of the pivotal and most influential figures in jazz music. There is so much more to the Louis Armstrong story and his influence on the music of the golden years, but sadly time will not permit more, except to say that one of his great joys was swinging together with his wonderfully talented friend, Ella Fitzgerald. So an Ella and Louis duet is what I have chosen to be my final piece in this, my 4th programme of the series. And I promise you it will be one of the swingingest and happiest recordings you will ever hear. For me, whenever I am in Malta and seeking out my bus to take me back to where I often stay in Sleema, I simply look for the bus marked Savoy. And without exception, as I board the bus, I find myself quietly humming this song that Ella and Louis bring us now.
Savoy, the home of sweet romance. Savoy, it wins you at a glance. Savoy gives happy feet a chance to dance. You're warm just like a clinging vine. Your lips so warm and sweet as wine. Your cheeks so soft and close to mine. Divine. Stomping with you at the Savoy, what joy, a perfect holiday. Savoy, where we can glide and sway. Savoy, there let me stomp away with you.
And there we must leave Ella and Louis still stomping and swinging at the Savoy. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If so, I hope you'll join me again next week when I shall be exploring another and quite different musical element from the golden years. The programme will feature the songwriters, their songs, and the artists who brought their contribution to us from the UK side of the Atlantic, what I'm calling the Great British Songbook. I look forward to your company. Now, before I go, those contact details I promised, direct to me via email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by any other conventional method via Campus FM. And oh yes, if you want to hear this program again or catch up on any you missed, just go to webcasts. They're all there at the click of a mouse or the tap of a finger. Samuel, who has been keeping it all together technically the other side of the mic, joins me in thanking you for listening. So until the next time, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.